ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Andy Finn Show. I'm Andy Finn, the Finn Man, and for the next hour, you're in Finland. Today is Monday, January 22nd, and boy, is there a lot in the news, in the world of politics and related stuff, because three Democrats announced they were running for president. Not that any of them were a big surprise. All three, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico, were expected. They were had their toes in the water, as it were. But they all announced. And what's interesting is the sequence and how it happened. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this. And frankly, it's time for the country to really come to grips with the notion that we may have a choice between Hillary Clinton and one other person to be president, and that might be a John McCain. Or I don't think McCain can get the nomination on the Republican side, but Republicans are worse than the Democrats in that the people leading the race, Giuliani's leading, according to the polls, and McCain is second, and they're the only two over 10%. Both of those guys are too liberal, as it were, not conservative enough to get the Republican nomination. McCain couldn't get it in 2000. When he was less of a maverick in many ways, he's separated himself from Republicans and Bush on a number of issues since 2000, but he had an 85% conservative rating then, and Republicans rejected him in favor of George W. Bush. So I don't see that McCain's any closer, although he has been cozying up to the right interest groups on the right. I don't think they're buying it, and certainly Giuliani's too liberal, pro-choice, pro-gun control at times, you know, mayor of a big city. Anyway, let's stick with Democrats, because the real story here really was quite amazing the way this worked out. So let's start with Barack Obama. Last week, Tuesday, was it? Barack Obama announced he was running for president. Now, he just announced right before the election last fall, like 3 days before the election, he let it slip that he was rescinding his agreement or his statement that he would not run for president in 2008. And so people saw this coming, but maybe not so quickly. I think people, the analysts argue that Hillary thought that Barack wouldn't do it this quickly and she was going to wait a couple months. Anyway, Barack Obama announces, and of course, he swamps the rest of the field, you know, the kinds of people I like Joe Biden, who'd make an excellent president, just doesn't have the, I don't know what it is, I guess you call it charisma, but he may be too much of an adult and a statesman to win the presidency these days. Whatever it is, people like Biden don't really have a chance. And so we're looking right away, Barack shoots to number two. Well, now that Hillary's announced, the polls are solidifying some, and she is way out in front. So as much as Barack Obama was swamping all the rest of the Democratic candidates when he entered the race, or suggested he might, and they're all thinking, oh, how do we react to this guy? Hillary is still king of the hill, queen of the hill. She's at like 34% among Democrats. Barack is at 16, and nobody else, there's a couple at 10, I think. Maybe there's a 10 and a 12. The point is that she is double. Actually, there's a couple near 14. The point is she's double the next three candidates. They're all about half of what she is. So it's hers to lose at this point. People talk about the fact that one of the concerns Democrats have is she electable? There's a big percentage of Democrats that don't think she's electable, therefore don't want her nominated. They think that the Republicans will swift boat her. And Hillary, of course, has been working pretty hard to burnish her moderate credentials, and she's been a hawk on the war, although that's starting to blow up in her face and has been for a few years. But that's what's going to be interesting about the 2008 election, is that McCain on the Republican side, he's the original advocate for the surge. Now, we'll get to this in a later segment tonight, but let me let you in on a little secret. The surge is not going to work. Now, before you call me a defeatocrat or a defeatist, we got to be realistic here. But again, I'm talking about Hillary and the Democrats right now. Let me not move on to Iraq. We'll talk about Bush, the surge, Iraq, what'll happen there. And then finally, the State of the Union address that we're going to get from the president tomorrow night. I happen to know what's in it, sort of. Anyway, the 2008 election has three more Democrats in it now, and it's Hillary, Barack, and Bill Richardson. Now we'll get to Bill Richardson in a few minutes, but what was interesting was that Hillary came out and followed Barack's announcement, which took place, I guess, on Tuesday, and she announces on Saturday. It makes the papers on Sunday, so it's in the Sunday morning papers, and she's out there getting her message out. Now people are talking about that. So Hillary has been all the rage. Oh, the other thing was the timing of all this is interesting. So let's remember Hillary was in Iraq last week, and she was going to have a major statement when she came back. Well, Barack announced that day she canceled her press conference. They claimed it wasn't because Barack announced. In fact, it was because one of the congressmen, a person you would never have heard of probably, had gotten sick somehow and had sick in some way and had stayed over in Germany at an Air Force base, I suppose, to recover for a day. So she was going to hold off the press conference till he got back. Fair enough, maybe. But then when she announces on Sunday, they were asked tonight, she was asked by Brian Williams, I think it was, NBC interviewed her tonight, and then Chris Matthews asked her campaign representative tonight on Hardball, did you in fact time this to take over the, you know, the story from Barack, because it worked pretty well if you did. And they said, no, we always intended to announce just before the State of the Union. We feel that's the perfect time. It's a good contrast with Bush. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. Okay. And I'm, you know, relatively sympathetic to Democrats in general. And I can be persuaded by Hillary. Right now, she wouldn't be my first choice among Democrats. And I think I'd vote for McCain over her if they were the two of them were running head to head, but I'm not sure. In any case, what bothers me about Hillary is this tendency to mask what you're doing. Now, I know you want to suggest you're in control, so she wants to say, I'm not reacting to what Barack Obama did. Plus, that looks petty. Now, that's the nature of hardball politics, right? You don't have to do opposition research and publish stuff about the other guy in the first week he declares. And by the way, we'll get to this if there's time, but the conservative media, including Fox News and some other Rupert Murdoch outlets, have been spreading these fabrications by a conservative website that Hillary was behind a flap that Barack Obama was accused of, which isn't true. That is, what they accused him of, having spent time in a madrasa when he was in Indonesia, was it? That wasn't true. But also, it isn't true that Hillary was behind it. As near as we can tell, only Republicans were behind it, this website, but all the conservatives were out there on the airwaves claiming that, well, this is exactly the kind of thing Hillary would do. And they're claiming, based on this website, that Hillary did it. So it's all pretty bizarre already. But back to Hillary and Hillary's, what do we call it? Back to Hillary's campaign. So a couple of things here. One is that she can't seem to admit that they timed it this way, and neither can her campaign staff. Now, I understand you don't really want to let them see you sweat, but in fact, it's pretty obvious to me. Well, let's put it this way. If they always had intended to announce before the State of the Union address, I don't think they told anybody publicly. Okay? There are no reports out there that say, oh, yes, they told us they were going to do this. No, that's not how it's been working. Anyway, that's one of the things that bugs me about Hillary, and I guess about Bill, too, is they mince words like that. Like, why not come out and say, yes, because other people are announcing, I decided to move up my announcement. She doesn't have to admit that she's trying to suck the oxygen out of the room and dominate, but that's what she's trying to do. But otherwise, it's a little disingenuous to sit there and say, no, I was always going to do this. It's just coincidence that Barack Obama announced. You know, I just don't buy that. The other interesting thing that comes up here, of course, is that every time you see a Hillary or president sign, you're reminded of the fact that this is a woman who does not use her last name. Now, that's okay, obviously. But what's interesting about that is, well, here's my question for you. Is that, does that make her more like Ike? And as far as I can remember, Eisenhower would be the last president who ran with bumper stickers that used his first name. I like Ike. And of course, the old whistle while you work was adapted. Whistle while you work. Whistle while you work. Eisenhower's got the power. Stevenson's a jerk. I remember my sister and brother singing that around the house. And I suppose that would have been 1956. I was 6 years old. In any case, I like Ike buttons. We're all the rage. But I can't think of another president. Jimmy Carter? No. Nixon? No. Ronald Reagan? No. There's nobody. I guess W would be the closest thing, but he didn't. You don't really. You did see W on bumper stickers, but that's kind of a play on words. Hillary's more like Madonna, you know, so such a rock star that she's known by one name, Madonna or Cher. And if what's interesting is how this is being played. I was watching Fox News' coverage of this, and they were analyzing it from the point of view of, well, she's distancing herself from her husband, Bill, and all his baggage. And then somebody else said, well, no, she's got her own baggage. This is not Bill's baggage. Many people say it's mostly her baggage, you know, left over from the healthcare debacle of 94 or maybe 93, that was, that cost him the 94 elections, things like that. But, you know, Hillary's learned a lot since then. I saw a clip today. They replayed the Tammy Wynette clip, right? This is where Hillary was asked on 60 Minutes when she was defending Bill against the Jennifer Flowers stuff. She said, now, look, I'm not Tammy Wynette here standing by your man. And I think she was indignant that people were assuming there were affairs, and she was claiming, I'm not blindly standing by him. They were still denying the affairs, I think, at that point. But she didn't realize how that would play in the South and among country music fans. You know, Tammy Wynette is a country icon, and Stand By Your Man, I think, was voted one of the top 100 country songs of all time. So why you would pick that to denigrate doesn't make any sense for a politician. She is much smarter now. I think the kind of thing she would say to now about something like that, if somebody, if she was going to use the Tammy Wynette quote, Stand By Your Man, she'd say something like, well, as Tammy Wynette said, stand by your man. And I think that's pretty good advice. You know, marriage was meant to last. You don't give up just because there are hardships. That kind of a line is more what you'd get out of Hillary today. Although I think she'll leave the stuff. She just won't answer questions about her relationship with Bill, I don't believe. In any case, what is interesting about this, though, is what's being left unsaid. People were arguing, at least on Fox, that what's going on here is that Hillary is distancing herself from Bill and all Bill's baggage. Now, that's the Fox News version of things. When we come back, I will explain to you why it's not Fox News that, I mean, that I explain to you how Fox News has it wrong, and that, in fact, you know, if you're going to be the spouse of a president and say, I want to be president too, that spouse casts a big shadow, not because of any affairs he had or any dalliances in the White House or the Republican impeachment of him, but because he was president. What makes you think two people from the same family deserve to be president? I guess we should have asked that about the Bushes. But the point is that, in fact, Hillary has to stand independent from Bill. She can't have him looking over her shoulder. She can't let the country think that he'd somehow be calling the shots. I don't believe he would be. He had his time where he was the final decision maker and she could have some input, and now he'd have some input. But she'd be her own man, if that's the right term for it.